Hello again, and welcome to another edition of the Barely Coherent Podcast. And we are now broadcasting from Brooklyn again, but from the rooftop overlooking the Manhattan skyline as the sun sets behind it. It's absolutely fantastic. We've just opened up a
Avery Brewing Company Ellie's Brown Ale. Avery's Brewing Company is from Boulder, Colorado.
And it's got a lovely sort of, what's that, a chocolate lab on the label?
Mm-hmm. And it's got a bit of a chocolate smell to it as well.
The beer, not the dog.
Precisely.
Mm. Really nice. And
very smooth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Smooth. Good chocolate notes in there. Very, very nice. That is.
Mm. And then it ends with a strange sort of celery. Bit. Do you get that? Sitting in my mouth?
No, I don't get that.
No, you don't get that?
Like celery,
it's very unusual. Yeah.
I believe
it's
you.
It's
believe
very
you.
Pleasant. It doesn't taste at all unpleasant, but it's... Mm. No, it's got a very nice... chocolatey taste to it, but a very subtle one. We've had some recently which
an overpowering like monster,
in both their
bitter chocolate
sort of and thing. alcoholic taste to it. And this is only 5.5%, so it's much smoother.
Much more drinkable.
A bit malty a little bit as well, and then I'm getting this little taste of celery at the end. But it's a delightful beer, I have to say.
No, it's gorgeous. It's really nice because it delivers a lot on the dark flavors that I really like, but it's not highly alcoholic. It's not. It's just a more drinkable, sessionable sort of beer.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
Well, and if I can read the label, it's kind of funny because we detected several of the things, including the chocolate lab on the front. It says, named after our beloved chocolate lab, this beautiful deep russet brew is dominated by chocolate and brown sugar maltiness with hints of vanilla and nuts, producing a very smooth, well balanced, and waffable brown ale.
Yep, vanilla. I'll say vanilla
on
that one.
I get a
no
bit
problem.
Of that. Is this your first Avery that you've had?
I think it is my first Avery. No,
I excellent. Like this one a lot.
Yeah, that's a keeper, that one.
Yeah, it is.
It's not on the crazy dark side. Still delivers on the taste. Low in alcohol. It's quite different from the whole.
Yeah. It doesn't try to overdo any of it.
No, exactly.
Which is sometimes a problem, of as we've discovered over the last weeks, particularly this week with a couple of ones that we've had, which are trying to be much more than... Trying to do everything, and as a result fail at almost all of those things.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
that's
a delicious beer in a very, let's say...
Ideal location.
Salubrious, ideal setting, indeed.
Watching the East River go by at rather a rapid rate as well. It's really quite a current. Not in its natural habitat, of course. It's looking slightly different from Boulder, Colorado here, but...
Yes.
Still sort of in the same country, anyway.
Apparently. It's a few rivers away.
One or two, many rivers to cross. Right, well, thank you very much again for listening to the Beer the Coherent Podcast. I'll let Bob introduce himself.
Hi, I'm Bob, and I was Bob.
He was. For the whole podcast, he was Bob. I can vouch for that. And I have been Andrew, and thank you much for listening.